It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg has been on a media blitz since the release of her book, Lean In, Women, Work, and the Will to Lead. The book offers advice for women in the workplace where there are still a number of challenges facing them. However, the book has garnered a lot of attention from critics and supporters. Joining us to take a look at the controversy surrounding Sheryl Sandberg is our business contributor, Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca Harris, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Nice to see you, Paul.
Let's talk a little about Sheryl Sandberg and what led up to this book.
Well, as you know, Paul, she really is top of the top. Harvard educated, recently named one of the top five influential women by Forbes magazine. But let's go even deeper. So she was an economist at the World Bank after Harvard Business School. Then she was chief of staff for Larry Summers at the Treasury Secretary. Then she went on to Google and then to Facebook in 2008. So she's certainly not a slacker. We have to say that for her. Oh, and let's not forget a self-made billionaire, okay? But here's where it really gets interesting. She sees herself as a role model for women in business and technology. And in her speeches, she often urges women to keep your foot on the gas pedal and to aim high. And I hadn't really heard a lot about her until I heard her TED Talk in 2010, where she talked about women in the workforce. And it was a really compelling talk in 2010. And she said, basically, don't leave the job force before you leave. If you're going to have a family or get pregnant, make sure you stay in your position until you really leave and make sure you know what your re-entry plan is. Second, sit at the table. If you make it to the top, need to sit at the table. A lot of women get to the top, but they don't talk. And her third point was that you really need partners who are equal. And that talk went viral and was really the impetus for this book.
So let's talk about her success at Facebook and its connection to women.
Right. So I think we have to look at Sheryl and Facebook before we even get into the book, because there's a big backstory. She isn't simply about mentoring and empowering. It's really a business strategy as well. A majority of Facebook's 845 million users are women. That's a lot, and a majority are women.
845 million.
Million, M, yeah. Like mil, right. And women are really its most engaged users. So Sandberg is really playing to a very powerful and lucrative demographic, as well as to advertisers who want to reach that demographic. So inside their headquarters in California, she's really considered the not-so-secret recruiting and retaining of talented women. That's their weapon, is Sheryl. And she's been remarkably successful. I don't know if you know the statistics, but it used to be when she came on board, Facebook had 70 million users. With her in the COO seat, profits have reached now $1 billion on $3.7 billion in revenue, and they call her Zuckerberg's secret weapon. So this is a woman who really has not only walked the walk but talked the talk. She has done the work, and she's made a big mark, people say, on the activity and growth of women in technology as well. So, and the other thing I think we need to really look at is, as I talked about, women were really the driving force behind Facebook. 62% of the activity on Facebook in terms of status updates, messaging, and content and comments were women. They drive 71% of the daily fan activity. So
this is ironic, too, when you think about why Mark Zuckerberg started Facebook initially.
Right. It's a whole different user base now. And so women were the first ones to upload photographs, to join groups, to post to walls. So, and as we know, women are a very, very powerful market segment, buying online, making decisions in the digital world many, many times a day. So this is sort of the precursor to the book.
Now, the book. Let's talk about the book. Its release and the latest.
Right, right. Well, so Sandberg's book is based on this TED Talk that we talked about that really incubated the book called Lean In. And with the launch of the book, there's also a website and her full court press media strategy. I really wish that I had her PR machine. That is quite a machine. I have never seen anybody make so many media engagements in such a short time. And she's really dedicated to reaching every woman in the United States. So the book was released on March 11th, and she hopes to create her own version of conscious raising groups of yore. So you think of Betty Friedan, you think of those people. She wants to recreate that in lean in circles, as she calls them, where women can experience and share a curriculum that she's put together, which really helps craft career success. There's a following, then you have a foundation. And I've talked to actually several colleagues who are starting these circles, which I think is really interesting. So you might say, well, why all this fuss? Well, I mean, really? Well, let's not forget the statistics, Paul, which is the number of top women leaders in many fields remains stubbornly low. It's really low. 21% of the current Fortune 500 chief executives are women. That number is just still really low.
Yeah, so, we've talked about that glass, that glass ceiling.
That glass ceiling.
Now, there has been dissension in the ranks, a movement gone awry?
Well, and that's what's really interesting, because as we've seen this whole sort of entourage of media and everything, we're hearing comments like Sandberg's Privilege Manifesto, intended to encourage women in the workplace, the super successful Sandberg seems ignorant of the reality of non-rich life. That was the Post-Gazette Ann Belser. Here's another one. The most important feminist manifesto since Betty Friedan, or is it really a devastating feminine mistake? Washington Post, Monica Hess.
And That's a little interesting twist on words.
And here's another one, which is don't lean in, but walk out. This is Forbes magazine,
ouch.
Elaine. Yeah, Porfeld. And what she says is she's encouraging self-employment as a route for women to succeed. She doesn't think the big corporation way is the route to go at all. So it has been rather harsh.
So is there any conclusion, or are there any conclusions that we can draw from all of these discussions?
Well, one of the things I took from all this and all the reading and all the banter is, so my own position is I'm really advocating for women to lean entrepreneurially. I'm taking a different take on it. And what I mean by that is I think that if all women were trained to really think and act like entrepreneurs, whether they own their own companies or whether they work in a company, the outcomes of these discussions would change. I think women would be more in control of their careers and play more vocal and strategic role. What does that mean? Thinking entrepreneurially, stepping back, making a plan, taking risk, engaging people to help with you, being a systems thinker. So I think that's my take back from this. I think also Sandberg's book is reaching many people, including men, and I think that is very important. So I think there's a lot to take from it, and I welcome comments and questions and suggestions from our listeners.
Rebecca Harris is our business contributor and director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca, as always, thank you for joining us.
It's great to be here, Paul.
Tomorrow, March 20th, 90.5 WESA's Daily Public Affairs program, Essential Pittsburgh, will host a public forum on the black middle class in Pittsburgh. It will take place at the WESA WYEP studios in Bedford Square, here on the South Side. Doors open to the public at 6:30. For more information, go to the events page on the 90.5 WESA website. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.